DW.
Mehmet is sitting in front of his house on a small porch in Kasaba and sips a cup of tea. It's not that idyllic here, as a through road runs right along his home. It only takes about 20 kilometres, that's 12 miles, to reach the shore from the small village. That's where the holiday destination Kash in the province Antalya is located. The coronavirus initially didn't play much of a role here, says the 49-year-old.
At the beginning, we weren't afraid. We all said, well, because of one case, nothing's going to happen because of that. But then there weren't only cases in Istanbul, but also in Antalya. Now everyone is scared. It's our lives at risk here.
His mother, who is living with Mehmet, his wife and the two kids, walks out of the house in slippers. She isn't allowed to go out, or at least she can't leave the premises. Turkey has implemented a lockdown for everyone over the age of 65.
I have chickens in my garden. I won't get bored.
At the beginning, Mehmet says he had to argue with her so that she stayed home. It was hard for her. But now she's come to realize that it's just too dangerous to go out.
I have a sister in Kars. She's very ill. I can't go and visit her. That's the only thing. These could be her last days. She has cancer.
Then she disappears behind the family's house. Mehmet says his village even has a doctor who comes to the house in case someone is sick. But his small doctor's office is lacking equipment, he adds.
Recently, I got something in my eye. I had to go to Kash, but I didn't want to go. I'm afraid of the hospital there. I prefer when it's a bit smaller.
The public hospital in Kash was built just 5 years ago and has around 50 beds with capacity for more. They are prepared for their first case of COVID-19, says Dr. Muniz Ozan.
We have an intensive care unit here. We have a ventilation machine, of course limited, small hospital. But if in the middle case, not very complicated, they can also watch, observe, treat in the intensive care unit.
If it were a more serious case, the patient would likely be brought to the city of Antalya, some 200 kilometres from here. Ozan used to work for the government. Now the general practitioner has a small practice in Kash. At the moment, she's only treating emergency patients and no one who's a suspected coronavirus case. But they call her for advice on the phone, she says.
If little symptom, nobody can tell you anything. I say, okay, wait and see how it's going. If like you are becoming breathless, very high temperature, very weak.
She then advises them to go to the hospital if they can't breathe, experience a fever and are feeling weak. Now there's even rapid testing available in Kash. Abdallah lives in Gürçören, another small village in the mountainous area close to Kash. Here the roads are so empty, you'd think it's a ghost town. Only a few chickens run along a gravel path. There, at the end, stands 73-year-old Abdallah and chats with his neighbours, keeping a somewhat safe distance.
We don't even get close to our children and neighbours. Maybe they have contracted the coronavirus and I don't, or I have it and they don't. Actually, it's not even allowed that I'm out here. Our body's defence system is weaker than that of young people.
He's within earshot of his home. The police rarely come up here to enforce lockdown measures, and he has no reason to go down to Kash. Abdallah says his garden supplies everything he needs. Bell pepper, tomato, garlic, apples, herbs. He owns the chickens running around here and gets other sources of meat from his neighbours. The secluded village of Gürçören doesn't have a doctor, Abdallah says.
Kash has a health centre, but we don't. Once a week, a doctor comes up here to take care of those who are in need of a doctor. Then they leave again.
Kash is also far from being its usual busy self, as it would be during this time of year. Usually by now, the coastal town would be full of tourists. But the season is supposed to start soon, despite the coronavirus, at least for domestic tourists, says Dr. Ozan.
If the Istanbul people come to seaside, our town or other places, of course, could be risky for other people, local people.
They are afraid people from the coronavirus hotspot Istanbul could bring the virus to their secluded villages. It's gotten a bit quieter as night falls in Kasaba, the small village along the thoroughfare. Mehmet is a farmer and has to be outdoors a lot, even now. He says the coronavirus has also brought along positive aspects.
Nature is recuperating. Different animals are showing themselves again. When I recently was out and about, I saw so many bunnies. Because there are hardly any cars on the streets, they're not afraid anymore.
His mother returns from the chickens in the garden and walks into the house. This short walk has to suffice for the day. DW.